Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Let's start with something that might be relevant, you know, to some conversations that you might be having home with your kids about the rise of sports gambling. Looks like students are learning about how the laws have changed, you know, now with states being able to set their own rules.
Yeah, and The Juice isn't shying away from the numbers either. Students are seeing how much money is being bet has just exploded, going from about $5 billion in 2017 to a massive $120 billion in 2023. And it's presented along with, information about the fact that searches related to gambling addiction have also gone up.
Wow. That's a pretty powerful combination there. It might be a good opportunity to, you know, talk with your kids, you know, students about healthy habits and recognizing when something that might seem pretty harmless, you know, could actually become a problem. Like, what are some signs that a hobby or an activity might be becoming unhealthy? How do we find a balance in our lives? You know, those are some questions that you could explore together.
For sure. Moving from the potentially risky world of, gambling to the vastness of space, we see that The Juice is taking students on a trip to the moon. They're checking out these gigantic canyons called Valles Schrödinger and Valles Planck.
Yeah, the comparison to our own Grand Canyon really jumped out at me. The Juice explains how our Grand Canyon was carved out over millions of years by the Colorado River, but these moon canyons, they're probably formed almost instantly by a meteor impact.
Yeah, and the impact they're describing was on a similar scale to the one that wiped out the dinosaurs. It's a really interesting way to show just how unbelievably powerful cosmic events can be. I mean, you could even take it further with your kids, like try to imagine the forces involved. It's mind-blowing. Like, we're talking about more than 130 times the energy of all the nuclear weapons on Earth combined. How do these impacts actually, like, shape planets and moons? It's a question that can really get those minds going.
Shifting gears now to something a little bit, maybe a little bit more abstract, we see The Juice is introducing students to some philosophical ideas, specifically the ideas of John Rawls and his thoughts on fairness.
Mm-hmm.
And they highlight this quote where he says that the fairest rules are the ones that everyone would agree to if they didn't know their own position in society.
It's a really interesting concept. The Juice explains it further with Rawls' idea of a veil of ignorance. Basically, it means trying to make decisions about justice without knowing where you personally stand in society. You know, it could lead to some thought-provoking conversations. How would we design a society if we had no clue whether we'd be rich or poor, healthy or sick? It really makes us rethink fairness on a deeper level, doesn't it?
And The Juice doesn't stop there. It goes on to explain Rawls' two principles of justice. One, equal basic liberties for everyone, and two, the idea that any inequality is only acceptable if it helps the least advantaged members of society.
I mean, those are some really big ideas, but they provide a good framework for discussing these complicated social issues, don't they? You could ask your kids or students, you know, how can we make sure that everybody has a fair chance? What does it actually mean to create a society that works for everybody, not just a select few? These questions can really push them to think critically about the world they live in.
For sure. So moving from the theoretical to a very real issue that's facing all of us today, The Juice dives into how climate change is affecting property values here in the U.S.
Yeah. And the numbers they show are pretty attention-grabbing. The app mentions a study that projects a $1.47 trillion decrease in U.S. home values by 2055. And it's all because of climate change. Which really raises some important questions about, the economic fallout from climate change and how it will really impact people's lives in very real ways.
But The Juice doesn't only focus on the money, right? They bring in a personal story about a guy named Mark Garcia from Florida who had to give up his dream of living on the beach because his home was just getting battered by hurricanes over and over again.
Yeah, it's a sad reminder that climate change isn't just some abstract idea. It's actually causing real problems for people right now as we speak. And you could use this story to start a conversation about climate change with your kids or students.
Yeah.
You know, what are the impacts that they're already seeing in their communities? What can we do about it, both as individuals and together as a society? It's a problem that they'll be dealing with for a long time. So getting these conversations going early is really, really important.
Absolutely. On a lighter note, there's a story that caught my eye in the juice about this 10-year-old boy, Trey Halvard III, who showed incredible bravery during a plane crash.
Yeah, Trey protected his little sister when debris came crashing through the windshield of their car. He ended up with a serious head injury, but what he did probably saved his sister's life. And to make it even better, AJ Brown, a player for the Philadelphia Eagles, heard about Trey's courage and went to visit him in the hospital, even brought the Super Bowl trophy with him.
It's a story that shows, resilience, compassion, and how people can connect even in the middle of a tragedy. You could use this story as a way to talk about what inspires your kids or your students to stand up for others. What qualities do they admire in Trey? What would they do if they were in a similar situation? It's a good way to get them thinking about courage, empathy, and what it really means to be a hero in everyday life.
Now, for a topic that could have big consequences for the future, The Juice talks about this new executive order that centralizes power in the White House.
Right. The app explains that this order puts a bunch of important agencies like the FTC, the FCC, and the SEC under tighter control by the White House.
And this move has stirred up some debate, because some people are worried that these agencies, which were supposed to operate independently, might become more politicized. It raises concerns about checks and balances in the government, the potential impact on, things like protecting consumers, regulating communications, and keeping investors safe.
It's a complex issue with a lot of potential consequences, and the juice does a good job of presenting the main points without getting bogged down in the political arguments.
It's definitely a topic that might need some more explaining for younger kids, but it's a really valuable opportunity to talk about how important it is to be an informed citizen and to understand how the government actually works, right? Like, what does it mean to have checks and balances? Why should different parts of the government have separate powers? These are questions that can really help young people understand the basics of how a democracy works.
And it seems like the juice is encouraging exactly that critical thinking about these complicated issues and what might happen as a result of political decision.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the juice and into the minds of young learners.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
And to our listeners, we hope you found this exploration insightful and thought-provoking. And until next time, keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.